Track 33. Practice test. Listening. Section 3. You will hear two students giving the results of a survey they conducted. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Right, now it's time for Sylvie and Daniel to give us the results of their survey into the study skills course that some of you did last term.
Thanks, Mr. Driver. Shall I start, Daniel?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Well, as you know, some students in our year did the study skills course run by the English department last term.
It was interesting because it was completely voluntary. It wasn't a compulsory component of the exam course or anything that we need in that way. But Mr. Driver thought it would be a good idea, that it would help with our other work.
Yeah. So after the course finished, Daniel and I decided to review it, ask students what they thought about it, as part of our education assignment.
Yeah.
So, this is how we did it, our study method. At first, we thought about interviewing students face-to-face, but we have so much other work, and we knew it'd be quicker to use email and just send out a questionnaire.
Though we also had to write that.
Yes, and this method does rely on students filling it in and sending it back, but the response rate was pretty good.
Yeah. 70%, I think.
Okay. So, first of all, 33 students signed up for the course.
And we did 12 sessions over the term, and they took place every Monday morning.
A good start to the week, I thought.
Yeah. And the rest of the week, we could put things into practice.
Hmm. So, what did we expect?
For me, I expected it to be useful for all my subjects. Things like philosophy.
Yeah, that's what Mr. Driver had said.
And I was right. I feel more able to deal with difficult texts now. You know, like the ones we have in economics.
You feel you can do it. Yeah, I think other people found that it actually made them want to read more frequently and read books outside the course list.
If you've got time. As for our teacher on the course, Jenny, everyone felt she was really good. We learned a lot from her. Not because she set a lot of homework or anything like that.
The thing people said was that she gave us fascinating articles and ideas to work with, some of them. Well, we were quite happy to carry on looking at them at home.
Yeah, that's so important. It's really easy to get bored in class, but that didn't happen.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Okay, so we've done a couple of charts. Let's have a look at the findings. I'll put up the first chart.
This is your overall view of the usefulness of the course.
And as you can see, only a small percentage of students didn't feel it was useful.
Which is good.
Yeah. Everyone else had a positive view of the course, and more than half of us, that's about 60%, thought it was very useful.
Which, well, as this is the first time the course has been run, I guess this is a strong recommendation for it to take place again next year.
The next chart shows how useful you felt each part of the course was.
So, just to remind you, there was the speed reading component. That came out top.
No surprise there, really.
On the other hand, giving talks was... Well, we all like talking, but it's not something we have to do that often.
Yeah, so that was the least useful. Then the note-taking component you found to be quite useful, and you had a lot of comments about that.
Okay, so let's have a look at some of your comments. You said a lot about the activities, but the main comment seemed to be that the techniques we learned on the note-taking course helped us focus more in lectures.
Several people said that they daydream much less.
Yeah, have a longer attention span.
So that's the first benefit. The second is that students said they really appreciated the instruction on when to use a diagram to take notes.
Like many people, I'd never thought of this technique, but now I find it really helpful.
And it's much more fun.
Yeah. And then the last comment we wanted to mention was about the type of paper that we used in the note-taking sessions.
It seems obvious now that a wide margin down the side of the paper provides another area where you can add points that you've missed.
And that makes it a lot easier to read the notes afterwards.
Okay, so now we'll look at the results.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.